The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Let's talk brains. Clever and complicated. But with all complicated things, sometimes the brain can experience problems. Something which the Brain Collective in Harrogate are familiar with. The Brain Collective delivers neurotherapy services, which covers a range of therapies essentially helping to train the brain to function more effectively.
I think what is useful to understand is this is an incredibly simple concept, but actually quite hard to do. And what we're really doing is we're looking at the fact that we are all very, what we call neuroplastic. We all have brains that are able to change and reroute themselves. Unfortunately, sometimes that does get us into a little bit of trouble, and that's when we see people with anxiety and depression, OCD, and conditions which really are showstoppers for them. Within the last 10 years, medical science has progressed to such an extent we know that we are able to change our brain state right till the day we die.
That's Maria from the Brain Collective. She works alongside Melanie and Paula doing some pretty incredible things. Things that I didn't even realise were possible. But the same can't be said for other parts of the world, as Melanie explains.
We're about 10 years behind the States.
Yeah.
In the USA, neurotherapy in a lot of states and for a lot of different conditions is covered on medical insurance. It's used as a matter of routine in a lot of situations. For example, a lot of the returning soldiers, neurotherapy is part of their rehabilitation. And in mainland Europe, it's increasingly part of normal management. So, for example, in Germany, it is first-line therapy for ADHD ahead of medication.
OK, so this is successfully helping people in other countries, but is barely even heard of here. Let's take a step back and start from the beginning. How are they even looking at a brain?
Well, it all starts really with a brain map. So we actually take a recording of the EEG of the brain. EEG stands for electroencephalography, and it is essentially taking recordings from the scalp by just putting electrodes on the scalp to measure the electrical activity within the brain. And that enables us to look at how well the brain is functioning and potentially identify dysregulation which may be causing symptoms in a person's life.
We had a look at some brain maps, which to me look like a lot of colourful pictures of brains, wiggly monitoring lines and spider diagrams. But to the trained eyes of Maria, Melanie and Paula, flag up all sorts of strengths and weaknesses within a person's brain. But how did they end up doing this in the first place if it's rarely even practised in the UK?
I have a traditional medical background. Maria also has a science background but also has done a lot of work, you know, dealing with people.
I've done a number of years' worth of work with people who are quite distressed in transition, who've lost their jobs, etc.
And then Paula is our sort of latest addition to our little team.
Third leg.
And she brings a whole new, a different range of skills because Paula is a fully qualified teacher.
And then opportunity arose that I could leave teaching and come and join them as part of the team. I'm here on a basis as kind of an educational liaison between schools, but I also help the children because there's a lot of time in which they can task while they're actually having treatment.
It's been a long personal journey for us, both Melanie and myself. We both faced particular challenges with our children. We'd explored a lot of options in the UK, and Melanie definitely led the way by exploring some options in North America about 9 years ago. So we packed our bags and took our children out there for a number of years in a row to receive treatment from Professor Swingle out in Vancouver.
I've known Maria for a long time now, and I've seen the journey she's been on with her own son throughout the years. And when she first told me she was off to Canada to source the treatment, I was like, wow. But when she came back and I saw the difference that had happened with her son and the passion that her and Melanie had for it, I thought, this is really interesting.
After having amazing results, we both sat down and decided that it was really important that we could do this here in the UK and that we can do it for other children and adults who could really benefit from it. So there started a very long journey for us, distance training, sourcing the best equipment in the world, and starting on the long road of qualification for what we do. And that was a number of years ago. We've been incredibly fortunate to train with the best people in the world in what we do, and some of the founders in our field who work right back with NASA, which is where a lot of the technology and a lot of the concept actually originates from, are actually our tutors to this day.
And now science that originated from NASA is in Harrogate, thanks to the Brain Collective. But who can they help?
We get a wide range of people. So if you want to break it, first of all, down to adults and children. So within adults, we get people who are struggling with issues in their life, issues such as depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder. We get adults coming who just want to keep their brain working well and efficiently, you know, preventing the normal cognitive decline that you get with ageing. We also get people coming to us who want to optimise their brain function, so aiming for peak performance. We've worked with people in the sports field, in the medical field, anyone who wishes to continue making sure that their brain is working at a very high level. We've also worked in other adults with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, that's including strokes. We've worked with quite a few people with severe intractable epilepsy. Children who have diagnoses of ADHD, autistic spectrum, learning disabilities, behavioural challenges. So again, a wide range of different issues. But I think the important thing that we always try to get across is that actually the diagnosis is not important for us. We do not make diagnoses. We are very much working in terms of functionality, and then we're working to try to re-regulate that brain and improve the functioning.
I think the thing that is important about what we do, it's all very much based in science and evidence. We measure brains, we benchmark brains, and then we work towards a very specific goal. So it's quite challenging when people come through clinic, because we essentially need to make that brain perform better and more efficiently and more effectively.
So in my personal, like the best days that I've had, have been working with adults and seeing people come in and actually change within such a short period of time, leave so happy.
So what happens if someone calls the Brain Collective and wants to get involved?
It takes time, and it takes quite a lot of effort as well from both our part, but the person who actually comes through for treatment as well. The flip side of that is it's an incredibly successful process, and it lasts. It doesn't go away. Once we have rerouted and trained a brain, it should stay. And in fact, when we reassess people, which we do complementary every six months to a year later, we often find their brains have just got better. Although we often say we are 10 years behind the States and our technology, I do believe we will catch up pretty soon in the UK.
There is increasing interest in the whole area of neuroplasticity and brain training. A lot of the large universities around the country are beginning to do research into some of the tools that we use.
At Stray FM and with the Health and Wellbeing Show, we are very excited about this. Cutting-edge, life-changing science on our doorstep. In fact, if you want the same thing, the next nearest place is London or further. So what's the next step? Might as well send Tom Harland to find out more.
I think one of the best ways of understanding how the brain works and understanding a brain map is to actually have one done yourself. So do you fancy coming along and having one, Tom?
I do. Yes, let's do it. So next month on the show, I will come along and we will find out what's going on inside my brain. You can't read my thoughts, though, can you?
No.
Correct. It's a question we commonly get asked. No, we cannot read your thoughts.
Listen next month to hear how Tom's brain mapping goes. And if you'd like more information, feel free to go to thebraincollective.co.uk.
The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.